This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I was just introduced to the kiwi berry by the University of Minnesota Extension. Kiwis? In the cold north? Yep. So we don't have the typical kiwi with its fuzzy outside. What our cool zones can grow is, as the name implies, more like a berry. It's more grape-sized and sweeter. The skin of kiwi berries is thin and smooth, so there's no need to peel before popping into your mouth. There are two species that can grow in our climate zones, Actinidia colomicta and Actinidia arguta. I'll have this on gardenbite.com along with pictures and more information on growing. The vines themselves are quite attractive. Their vigorous growth habit makes the vine perfect for growing on trellises, arbors, patio overheads, fences, or walls. According to the extension, it's only in the last few decades that people have begun to value the fruit. Most kiwi fruit plants are either male or female. The males supply the pollen, and the females produce the berries. Not surprising, you need one of each to get those tasty berries. On a large scale, you would plant one male vine for each 6 to 8 female vines. There are 3 varieties available commercially right now. I have a list of them on my website along with all the pertinent descriptions. Plant vines where they will be shaded from afternoon sun and winter sun, such as north or east of a tree line or building structure. They'll need something sturdy to grow on. I also have a video introduction to the kiwi berry on my website. There's much more research underway to grow this little edible kiwi berry here in our northern states. Go to gardenbite.com for all the info. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.